Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Saturday, the 24th of May 2025, is Chinese characters. Chinese characters are logographs used to write the Chinese languages and others from regions historically influenced by Chinese culture. Of the four independently invented writing systems accepted by scholars, they represent the only one that has remained in continuous use. Over a documented history spanning more than three millennia, the function, style, and means of writing characters have changed greatly. Unlike letters in alphabets that reflect the sounds of speech, Chinese characters generally represent morphemes, the units of meaning in a language. Writing all of the frequently used vocabulary in a language requires roughly 2,000 to 3,000 characters. As of 2024, nearly 100,000 have been identified and included in the Unicode standard. Characters are created according to several principles, where aspects of shape and pronunciation may be used to indicate the character's meaning. The first attested characters are oracle bone inscriptions made during the 13th century BCE in what is now Anyang, Henan, as part of divinations conducted by the Shang Dynasty royal house. Character forms were originally ideographic or pictographic in style, but evolved as writing spread across China. Numerous attempts have been made to reform the script, including the promotion of small seal script by the Qin Dynasty, 221 to 206 BCE. Clerical script, which had matured by the early Han Dynasty, 202 BCE to 220 CE, abstracted the forms of characters, obscuring their pictographic origins in favor of making them easier to write. Following the Han, regular script emerged as the result of cursive influence on clerical script and has been the primary style used for characters since. Informed by a long tradition of lexicography, states using Chinese characters have standardized their forms. Broadly, simplified characters are used to write Chinese in mainland China, Singapore, and Malaysia, while traditional characters are used in Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Macau. Where the use of characters spread beyond China, they were initially used to write literary Chinese. They were then often adapted to write local languages spoken throughout the Sinosphere. In Japanese, Korean, and Vietnamese, Chinese characters are known as kanji, hancha, and chuhan respectively. Writing traditions also emerged for some of the other languages of China, like the Sondip script used to write the Zhuang languages of Guangxi. Each of these written vernaculars used existing characters to write the language's native vocabulary, as well as the loanwords it borrowed from Chinese. In addition, each invented characters for local use. In written Korean and Vietnamese, Chinese characters have largely been replaced with alphabets, leaving Japanese as the only major non-Chinese language still written using them, alongside the other elements of the Japanese writing system. At the most basic level, characters are composed of strokes that are written in a fixed order. Historically, methods of writing characters have included inscribing stone, bone, or bronze, brushing ink onto silk, bamboo, or paper, and printing with woodblocks or movable type. Technologies invented since the 19th century to facilitate the use of characters include telegraph codes and typewriters, as well as input methods and text encodings on computers. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 048 UTC on Saturday, the 24th of May 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Chinese characters. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Ayanda.